or beast with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like the king was before. I'm pushing up or looking down, I'm working on my
board. And thus far rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've got a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now when I said that,
welcome, everyone, to the broadcast here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's game three of this three-game set, the duel at the Dean between our two teams here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight in game three. We're celebrating Easter. I'm Lisa Pride, and once again, I'm solo tonight. We have a couple games and getting the series going, the season going, that you'll have a couple of different broadcasters, and sometimes we have partners, sometimes we don't, but it's just me here tonight. What a night it was last night in game two as the team swapped wins. Cardinals won game one, the Hammerheads won game two. Last night, it was a tough one, a 2-0 loss for the Cardinals. Cardinals were the home team last night. The win went to Kershipper, the pitcher for the Hammerheads, who came in relief of Juan Reynoso. And Reynoso went four innings, allowed a couple of hits, no runs, walked one, hit a batter, struck out six, has a perfect 0.00 ERA, but Cole came in relief, did the job, went 2 2/3, allowed a couple of hits, no runs, walked a pair, struck out three, and he has that perfect 0.00 with the Cardinals not able to come up with any runs. Every pitcher was perfect last night for the Jupiter Hammerheads. On the Palm Beach side, well, Max Ragic, rhymes with magic, the righty, went five innings, couple of hits, a run. It was earned. It was a home run. That was the only run that he allowed in his five innings of work. Walked none, struck out seven. His ERA 1.80, but what a night. That was a great night, even though he does pick up the loss in game two. And I spoke with Max before tonight's game and didn't even know that he's been battling the flu. So if you can, you know, if he can be sick like that, battling the flu, and come out and give five innings of work to the Cardinals, striking out seven, I mean, This is going to be a great season for Max. I'll have more later in the broadcast, tell you a little bit about Max as I got to meet him. And each day here at the ballpark, it's great to really get to meet the players and find out a little bit more where they're from, what their hobbies are. And Max Radzik, his roommate here with the Palm Beach Cardinals, is on the hill tonight for the Cardinals. And that's the lefty, Pete Hansen. So Pete will go after his roommate Max here today. And Hansen, it is his pro debut here with the Cardinals. He was drafted last year in 2022 out of the University of Texas. So we'll give you his numbers a little bit later, but it'll be the Max Pete Show in back-to-back games here. And once the guys, you know, they've been around last year, even after the draft and coming here and spending a lot of time during spring training, they all are just like a band of brothers here at the Dean and Jupiter. But last night, as we take another, just a quick little peek in, I mentioned that Radzik, you know, a great outing for him. Gerard came in and Hunter Hayes also had some time on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Cardinals' bats, they left 9 stranded. They just could not push a runner across the plate. They finally, it took a while to get a runner actually on third base, and I don't think that happened as I look at my scorebook until the 7th inning when the Palm Beach Cardinals had Moquette at third base with one out, but then Cruz struck out. Espinoza, we're back up to the top of the order in the 7th. It looked like maybe the Cardinals can make things happen. He walked, but then Paul DeJong came in and struck out. Now DeJong is back in the lineup again today. In the couple games that he has played in, he's 1-for-7 with a run, has struck out 3 times. He's on a big league rehab assignment here with the Palm Beach Cardinals on the 10-day IL with a back injury. So he'll be back in the lineup, and he's slated in the number 2 spot here tonight for the Palm Beach Cardinals. So that was, you know, really tough for the Cardinals as they just could not get a runner to third base, let alone push him across. And I think manager Gary Kendall is going to be playing a little more aggressive maybe today. He does like to make things happen. The little things is really what helps, and he does have some speed in his lineup. What he doesn't have is a lot of lefties. As you take a look yesterday, there was one switch hitter and a lefty in the lineup. Today, 2 lefties in the lineup for the Cardinals, where the Hammerheads have 3 lefties and a switch hitter in Ian Lewis. So the other run, besides off the bat of Harrison Spahn with a solo shot over the left field wall in the 3rd to give the Hammerheads the 1-0 lead, their 2nd run came in the 7th, the top of the 7th, when Caballero walked, Sanoa singled, then he looked like he was going to get picked off, and he was actually caught stealing, but he was out there hanging between 1st and 2nd for just enough time that Caballero could go around and score. So that is how the Hammerheads scored their 2nd run of the ball game, and 1-2, 2-0. So we're in the rubber match here today between the 2 teams. It is a beautiful day here at the ballpark, nice and breezy. I can see the flag out there and right, blowing right to left. Not much wind in left. It's always like that where, you know, there's some wind in one side of the ballpark and maybe not the other. It swirls around. It's tough on these fielders. And you know, if you're following the Marlins and Jazz Chisholm was trying to learn to play center field in the big leagues, well, the coach just told him that if you could play center field here at Roger Dean Stadium or Chevrolet Stadium, because of the way the wind is and as it swirls and differently in different parts of the outfield, then you can play anywhere in the big leagues. So that's a, you know, testament to the players that are here with the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals when they play in Class A. It's a tough outfield to play in. It's a big ballpark, a pitcher's ballpark. Straightaway center field is 400. So that's something always to keep an eye on. We're waiting for our first pitch. We're supposed to hit at 6 o'clock. Things, I think, got a little delayed because we had a candy scramble today. So with the Easter celebration, the Easter Bunny is here. And it looks like we did get a little delayed. And the national anthem will go around 6:10. And play ball we'll have at 6:15. So if we're a little bit early here today, on the broadcast, but that's great because I can give you all the rundown on the starting lineups and the starting pitchers. So we have our first pitch going on right now, and then the Baseball Buddies will take the field in just a few minutes with the Cardinals. They're with Baptist Health. National Anthem at 6:10, 6:15 will be play ball. That's our start first pitch. So you have a couple minutes, about 15 minutes or so, 14 minutes, that you can kind of sit back, relax, you know, get all your refreshments ready, have your computer set up, your iPad, whatever way you're listening and watching and tuning in here today. We really appreciate it, and so do the guys. They're so grateful that parents, family, friends can all tune in and hear the broadcast and listen to what they're doing here in Jupiter, Florida. So with that, I will give you the starting lineup for the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads. Nelson Prada, he's the manager, and he has penciled in this lineup. Leading things off is the second baseman, Jordan McCants. He'll bat from the left side. He's batting .222. He's played in all now three games for the Jupiter Hammerheads. In the number two spot in the lineup is the third baseman, Cody Morissette. Another left-handed bat. He's here on a minor league rehab assignment. 1-for-8 in his first two games here with the Hammerheads. The designated hitter is Ian Lewis, switch hitter, batting .125. He's the number 15th prospect in the Miami Marlins organization, and he's playing in game number three here today with the Hammerheads. Cleaning things up will be the center fielder, Javier Sanoa, batting .333. So in the four spot in the last two games, he's 2-for-6 with a couple of walks. Then it'll be Kyler Castillo, the left fielder, getting his first start here in 2023 with Jupiter. The catcher, Juan Mercado, in the sixth spot for the Hammerheads, and he is also getting his first start here in 2023 with Jupiter. Then it's the shortstop, Harrison Spahn, who hit the solo home run yesterday. He's batting .333 on the season, and with that homer, he has two ribbies. So in two games, 2-for-6. Christian Rodriguez, he played in game one of this series. He's batting .333 as he was 1-for-3 in game one. Another left-handed bat in the lineup. And then it's Noah Williamson, the right fielder, who will get his first start here with Jupiter. So McCants, Morissette, Lewis, Sanoa, Castillo, Mercado, Spahn, Rodriguez, and Williamson is Nelson Prada's lineup here against the Palm Beach Cardinals in game three. Now, for the Palm Beach Cardinals, they're the home team here, even though it's nice and both teams kind of are at home, right? Leading things off will be the designated hitter, Darlene Moquette. Moquette is batting .500 so far in a couple of games. He's gone 4-for-8, scored a run, drove in two, and has a stolen base, too, to his name. Then it's the shortstop, Paul DeJong, as we mentioned. He is on a big league rehab assignment, 1-for-7 in his first two games here. Scored a run, has struck out three times, but has driven in two. RJ Yeager will be in the three slot for the Cardinals. He'll play first base, and he's batting .286 with a pair of hits in the first two games. Then in the cleanup spot for the Palm Beach Cardinals is the left fielder, Wonbin Cho. Now, Cho played in the first game here of this series, 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. The right fielder, Joshua Baez, is slotted for the fifth slot in the lineup for the Cardinals. Doesn't have an average yet. Played in game one, he's 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Then in the sixth spot is the third baseman, Michael Curiale. In two games, he's 1-for-5, scored two runs. He's batting .200. Trey Fletcher, he's looking for an average as he's 0-for-3. He played in one game. That was the first game of the series. And then the catcher, Carlos Linares, and this is his first game here with the Palm Beach Cardinals in 2023, as is Brandon Hernandez. He's another left-handed bat in the lineup, and it'll be his first game of 2023 with the Palm Beach Cardinals, and he will play second base. So it's Moquette, DeJong, Yeager, Cho, Bias, Corielli, Fletcher, Linares, and Hernandez for manager Gary Kendall. Taking a look at the pitchers, as I mentioned, for the Palm Beach Cardinals, it's the lefty, Pete Hansen, who is on the hill today for the Palm Beach Cardinals. And Hansen, this is his pro debut. He's 22 years old, 6'2", 205. Last year was drafted in the third round by St. Louis out of the University of Texas and signed it right away almost in July the 23rd as the draft was held and is being held now during the All-Star events, All-Star weekend. So instead of in June while everyone's still playing in the College World Series, some people are still, you know, in school. Now the draft has been in July and it's becoming quite an event. Hansen at Texas in 2022 was 11-3, 3.76 ERA, and started 17 games through 107 and two-thirds innings and struck out 120. So it'll be Pete Hansen, the lefty, on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now opposing him for Jupiter is their eighth prospect in the organization, and that's number nine, the right-handed pitcher, Jacob Miller. Miller last year did pitch for Jupiter for one game, picked up the loss, 0.00 ERA, worked two innings, allowed a hit, a run. It was not earned, did not walk a batter, struck out three in those two innings of work. So he had one outing with the Hammerheads after being drafted last year by the Marlins, and he signed one day earlier on July 22nd than Hansen did. Miller did appear with the Complex League team for, let's see, three games he started with the Complex League rookie team here with the Marlins. And in those three games, he pitched 3 2/3 innings and struck out three. So Miller, who is from Baltimore, Ohio, in the Columbus, Ohio area, was drafted in the second round last year by Miami. So Pete Hansen is from Dallas, Texas, or born in Dallas, Texas, but then moved to California at the age of five and then went back to play for Texas. And we have, as I mentioned, Jacob Miller, who was drafted out of Liberty Union High School in Baltimore, Ohio. So for the Cardinals, receiving Hansen is Linares, and for Miller, receiving him is Mercado. So we've set the scene here at the Dean, just waiting a little bit as we've got the baseball buddies out in right field, and then soon we will have the national anthem. I'll bring that back to you, but we're going to head to a break here while we take a pause. But it is a beautiful day in paradise here in Jupiter, Florida, with the weather at 83 degrees, and my weather app says partly cloudy. You know, I'm looking out, and there are clouds, but it is really sunny. If you're out on the field or in the ballpark here, you would say it is sunny, and the humidity is about 60%. Kind of feels like 80, but we'll be right back after this, give you some more action, head to the national anthem, and get set for the first pitch here in Game 3 between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turned brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer, baby, as long as skies are blue.
twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home of the
Welcome to the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium broadcast here for the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's Game 3. I'm Lisa Pride, and I'll be bringing you all the action from the field. Well, actually, from up in the press box here, the Buck Kennard press box, who, by coincidence, I met my first day here in West Palm Beach as a brand new sports producer and reporter at a local TV station. And Buck, at that time, I had no idea. You know how someone comes up to you, you have no idea who they are, but they're just a big personality. And he greeted me and welcomed me here to West Palm Beach. And let me tell you, he was such a big part of broadcaster, sports, everything here in the Palm Beach County area. But now we have the Palm Beach Cardinals taking the field, and they are wearing their Cardinal red jerseys once again with their white pants, their red caps, and those jerseys have the traditional birds on bat, just like the big leaguers. The Jupiter Hammerheads, they have new uniforms and a new logo this year that they're incorporating. So they're in their road grays, gray tops, gray bottoms, and I've got to tell you, they look really good. That J is like a fish hook, and it says Jupiter across their chest. So we'll take another look at them. You can also check them out on the website. The umpires today are Justin Hopkins. He is behind the plate. Nelson Fraley is on the base pass. That's what we had last night, so I will have to check and see, because I think usually they swap them. Usually they swap from night to night, but that's what they've got right now. We'll have to check in on that. We have got the lefty, Pete Hansen, on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals, making his pro debut. Born in Dallas, Texas, 22 years old, moved to California at the age of 5, and was drafted last year in the 3rd round out of the University of Texas. So there at UT, he went 11-3, 3.76 ERA, and struck out 120. Receiving him is Carlos Linares. At first base, it's R.J. Yeager. Brandon Hernandez is at second. Paul DeJong at short. Now, Paul, he has been in the DH spot, the designated hitter spot, the first two games. So this is his first time out in the field, I do believe, here. As I wasn't here for game one, but I'll check back on that. But I believe he was the designated hitter also in game one. I'm going to quickly check that. Yes, he was. So we'll have DeJong at short, Curiele at third, Cho in left, Fletcher in center, and Baez in right. Getting set for the first pitch at 83 degrees here in Jupiter, Florida. Jordan McCann's at the plate. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup as Hansen goes upstairs missing. So one ball and no strikes. That pitch came in at 90 miles per hour. McCann's batting 222. He's the leadoff hitter here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Another 90 mile per hour pitch coming inside at McCann's, really trying to back him off the plate already. After McCann's is more set than Lewis. Here's the 2-0 pitch. McCann's once again, he just keeps bobbing his head out of the way. He has red wristbands. Everything else is gray on him. Wears his pants down low and has white spikes. That bat just glowing in the Florida sunshine. It looks like aluminum the way that it just glows right off. Not a natural color, more of a copper or a gold. Strike called, so 3-1 is the count. Hanson delivers, swing and a miss. That was upstairs heat at 91. It didn't come as close to his face. It was more over the plate. So McCants is really trying to do something with that pitch. Now the count is full, so Hanson has worked into a good count. Here's the pitch, and once again, swing and a miss. So after going upstairs inside three times, Hanson battle back and has struck out the first batter he has faced here in his pro debut. That'll bring up Cody Morissette. Morissette batting 125 through a couple of games here with the Palm Beach Cardinals, and he's on a rehab assignment here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. We went through the lineup real quick. I'll go through it again here. First pitch delivered is a strike. So McCants, Morissette, Lewis. Then in the cleanup spot, it's Javier Sanoa. Kyler Castillo getting his first start here with the Hammerheads this season in left field will bat after Sanoa. The 0-1 comes inside. Hanson really working inside on these lefties. It is not tough for, not easy always for a lefty to face a lefty. So Mercado's in the sixth spot, the catcher for the Hammerheads. In the 7 and 8 spot, it's Spahn, Rodriguez, and Williamson. Upstairs, this time, instead of bobbing his head out of the way, Morissette just decides to duck, and he does. It does the deep lunge there at the plate. We've got a lot of fans here in the stands in Jupiter. Here's the 2-1. Ball hit down on the ground through the infield into right. So a one-out single for Cody Morissette into right field. Morissette waiting on his pitch, and that caught a little bit more of the plate, all over the plate. So Cody was ready, and he's such a great athlete, comes from a really athletic family. And Morissette is aboard. That's got to feel good as he's rehabbing on minor league rehab assignment, his second hit of this season. That'll bring up Ian Lewis. Lewis batting from the right side, swings and misses at the 86-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Lewis is a switch hitter, and in a couple of games, he's 1-for-8, has struck out 4 times. Here's the 0-1, chopped left side, couple of bounces into the glove of Curielli at third. He'll throw to second in time to get the force out. So Lewis is safe at first base with the fielder's choice, but there's two now outs.
The center fielder, number 6, Javier Sanoa.
That'll bring up Javier Sanoa in 2 games. He's 2-for-6. He's in the cleanup spot here tonight as he's batting .333. Last night, Sanoa batted in the 5th spot for the Hammerheads. Lefty on righty matchup. Hanson delivers, and that'll miss outside. Just misses the plate. 1-ball, no strikes. He's throwing around 90, 91 miles per hour with his fastball. That's what I was asking Max Radjic as the ball comes back into the netting behind home plate. So 1-1 the count. Talking to Radjic before the game after his start yesterday, and just about where his fastball usually is. He was around 90-91. He said he's usually in the mid-90s, but battling the flu and being sick all week. Thanks, Mom. He says, thank you very much. You always send the vitamins, and those vitamins really worked for him this week and are getting him better. I asked him if he's taking a lot of vitamin C, because that's what you need. You get the natural, like vitamin D. Sometimes living in Florida, you just go to the beach and sweat it out, and that's how you get better here in Florida. Here's the 2-1 going after the high pitch, and that'll fly out of the ballpark. And I noticed for the first time this season, this ballpark's been here. I think this is 26 years now, since 1998. Won't do the math right now, but we just celebrated an anniversary. We've never had signs that I can recall out on the streets, when you park on the streets here on Main Street. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss, ball dropped, tag applied. I think it was foul ball. So that say to warn anybody parking along the streets close to the ballpark that you're, you know, you could have a ball hit your car. So be ready, right? That where you're parking could be an area where your car gets hit. So for the first time, we've got those up. Figured people would know, right? It's a ballpark. Here's the 2-2. Sticks his bat out. The ball rolls right side. Boy, what a rush play that is for Hernandez. Off balance, throws over to first base as Hansen is there to cover it. Kind of moved everybody in an awkward way. But with the speed that Sanoa has, he is safe at first base. That was a tough play as Javier just caught a little bit of the ball on the very end of his bat. So it was a weak ground ball that could potentially, with the movement of the fielders, get through the infield into right. But Hernandez, so athletic, was able to scoop it up on the dirt, you know, almost behind first base on the hop and the jump. He had to throw off balance to first and not in time. So with two outs, there's runners at first and second for the Hammerheads, and Kyler Castillo sees his first pitch of the season and is a strike delivered by Hansen. So two hits right here in the first inning for the Hammerheads. Here's a pop-up that could be trouble going into short right field. Calling everyone off is Baez. He'll make the grab with the sun right in his eyes. That'll leave two stranded for the Hammerheads. And we'll head to the bottom of the first with no runs, couple of hits, no errors, and two men left. So for the Cardinals, first up, it'll be Moquette, DeYoung, and Yeager. 0-0 as we head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com. We're back here in Jupiter, Florida. First pitch delivered by Jacob Miller to Darlene Moquette is a ground ball to the shortstop Spahn. On the run, throws to first. It's in time. Moquette is retired. 6-3, ground out. That'll bring up the shortstop, Paul DeYoung. DeYoung with a back injury is on a 10-day IL, and he's rehabbing here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Miller delivers to the big leaguer and misses upstairs at 92. DeYoung in the first two games here of the season with the Cardinals is 1-for-7, has struck out three times, scored a run, and has driven in a couple. Cardinals won game one with his help, 7-2, then lost last night 2-0. The pitch is hit into the backstop, so one ball and one strike. That was a breaking ball at 83. Miller's a righty here on the hill for the Hammerheads. Mercado is catching him at first base. It's Rodriguez. Pitch inside, and DeYoung is giving this ball a ride to the left side, going back into the corner. It's Kyler Castillo, and on the run, he will make the grab. boy, that ball was just carrying and carrying with the wind blowing it into the corner, almost curving foul, but could have almost went over the fence. Kyler Castillo, he motored over there into the corner in left by the foul pole line, making the grab on the run. So that'll retire the big leaguer DeYoung. Great job by Kyler Castillo in his first start here with the Jupiter Hammerheads of 2023. One ball, no strikes delivered to R.J. Yeager. Yeager's been having a hot bat, batting 286 in a couple of games. He has a pair of hits. Fly ball right side, and on the run here is Williamson in his first game with the Jupiter Hammerheads, and he will make the grab in right. So a ground out and a pair of flyouts to deep left and deep right, but the Cardinals go down. 1-2-3, we'll head to the second. 0-0 is our score. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Welcome back to Jupiter, Florida. And if anyone's a Swiftie out there, I hope you're enjoying that music during the breaks right now. I'm still trying to get the commercials running here in this series. We'll get them going, but if you don't hear me next week on the broadcast, it'll be because I'm at this Taylor Swift concert thanks to my daughter, who for a birthday present, I bought her tickets, so we'll be headed over to Tampa, and that's what I'll be listening to. Maybe I'll peek on in and listen to some baseball games, but Juan Mercado's at the plate, swings and misses as Hanson delivers a strike. One ball, one strike to Mercado. Juan, the catcher for the Hammerheads, is in his first game here for the Hammerheads in 2023. Almost said 2022. It's hard to believe it's 2023, right? Ball goes into the netting behind home plate. So one ball and two strikes. First inning, Hanson threw a few pitches. 23 now total. 15 for strikes, though. The kick, the pitch, swing and a miss. Hanson is really delivering those fastballs upstairs, going inside, outside. This is against the righty Mercado, who will be set down, and that's the second strikeout for Hanson here today in his 1 1/3 inning of work. Harrison Spahn will step in the shortstop, hit a home run last night, drove in two in the last two games. We'll see where he is being pitched, and a breaking ball that comes right by the letters. As Spahn knocks it foul to the left side, I see Nelson Prada, the manager for the Hammerheads. He is coaching third base, the kick, the pitch. That's upstairs and missing. So one ball and one strike. The pitching coach for the Jupiter Hammerheads is Glenn Dishman. The hitting coach, Ty Hawkins. And Nate Michaelis is the defensive coach, and he usually hangs out at first base and coaches first. I see him there right now with taking the... I'm searching for words right now. I'm so used to looking at your phone to see the speed, right? Stopwatch. There we go. Stopwatch. Just got a stopwatch out there. We're so used to using our phone for everything right now. three balls and a strike. It is so sunny here at the Dean, wind blowing right to left. As we talked about last night, the shadows start to fall here as the sun sets on the left side of the diamond. Weak fly ball to right, but it is trouble when it goes so high and really swirls. But Joshua Bias, he's kind of used to it. He'll make the grab out there in right field. So Bias, patrolling right, pulls it in, and Spahn flies out to right field. Christian Rodriguez, the lefty in the Hammerheads lineup here, and the number 8 hitter, steps in. Lefty-on-lefty matchup, and Hansen delivers a strike at the knees to Rodriguez. In one game, Christian is 1-for-3, batting 333. Here's the 0-1. That one goes a little upstairs, and Rodriguez goes after it, but it'll go into the stands. Out of play on the left side. Curielli giving a run to it. We do have a few rules that if you're new to the Florida State League, but you've been following Major League Baseball, there's a swing and a miss. I'll get you updated on all the new rules and the rules that we're using here this season, at least for now. 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. Hansen gets Rodriguez to swing and miss. So no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We'll head to the bottom half of the second. Cho Baez and Curielli will step to the box for the Cardinals. Right now we've got a 0-0 ball game. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com. Jacob Miller continues to remain on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. First pitch to Cho, and he misses. One ball and no strikes. Miller delivers again and missing low and away. Wonbin Cho looking for his first hit here of the season, and it might be right here as it flies into short center field, but on the run, Sanoa to his right will make the grab. So Cho is retired as he lines out to Sanoa in center. That'll bring up the right fielder, Joshua Bias. In game one of this series, he went 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Oh and one, the count here to Bias. On deck is Curielli. Miller, a righty, battles the righty at the plate and catches the corner outside. So one ball and one strike. That was a breaking ball at 83. 11 pitches thrown by Miller, which isn't very many as he is in his second inning of work. Now 12, 7 strikes as the ball is fouled over to the Abacoa downtown area. Here's the 1-2 swing and a miss. That ball floated in at 78. What a curveball that was. So Bias is the first strikeout victim for Miller here today. I mentioned Jacob Miller is the number 8 prospect in the Miami Marlins organization. From the Columbus, Ohio area and was drafted last year in the second round. First pitch delivered to Michael Curielli just misses outside. So one ball and no strikes. That was a fastball at 92. Chopper foul left side as Gary Kendall is patrolling that area. He's the manager for the Cardinals and the third base coach right now. The pitching coach is Giovanni Carrara. Hitting coach, Willie Martin. He's new this year, as is an assistant coach, Bernard Gilkey. Many of you know him, former big leaguer. Miller goes upstairs and misses. Two balls and a strike. Sometimes we have fans really close to our mic here to pick up their conversation, so I keep trying to adjust it. Unless you want to peek on in and listen, but two balls, two strikes, I think you'd rather know what's going on the field. Here's the 2-2 off the end of the bat to the right side. That one is given a ride for the young fans who are here for the candy scramble. They're scrambling for a baseball now. It's in the stands, and they're on the run. It was fun before the ball game. The candy was placed all over the outfield. The kids were lined up on the third base side, the first base side. Oh, a beautiful curveball delivered by Miller that freezes Curielli, and he will go down looking. So after getting Cho to line out to center, Bias swings in, misses. Curielli just stares it down, and they both strike out, and it's another 1-2-3 inning here for the Cardinals with Jacob Miller on the hill for the Hammerheads. We head to the top of the third, still a 0-0 ball game. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Ask for every Sunday, and while we're at it, throw in every other day. To start, I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. Someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. 'Cause baby, you're worth it. Come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that my love is free. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me.
And we're back. Top of the third, 0-0 on the board. Hanson delivers and misses. Low and inside to Noah Williamson, the right fielder and the number 9 hitter in the lineup for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Williamson with a black bat, black batting helmet, has the grays, the new gray uniform of the Jupiter Hammerheads, wears his pants down low with black and white spikes. Another ball delivered by Hanson, two balls and no strikes. Here's the big kick upstairs, swing and a miss. That was untouchable at 79. We have seen some great pitching here in this series. Usually the pitchers do have the edge early on, but still, there's something special as another swing and a miss about the pitchers that both the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads have here this season. They keep pitching like this, and they won't be here at the end of the season. Here's the 2-2. They'll be moving on up. That's the good and the bad. 3-2 is the count, so now a full count on Williamson. He's working Hansen. Hansen delivers, and he'll miss. Oh! That pitch, a breaking ball, was upstairs, and the home plate umpire punches out Williamson. Now, I did mention that we do have some new rules that were new last year, could be new to you this year, and are new in the big leagues that I wanted to make sure, and one of them has to do with the challenge system here that is not in the big leagues, but we have here in the Florida State League. Jordan McCants, the left-handed hitter and the leadoff hitter, steps in, and Hansen delivers and misses low and away, so one ball and no strikes. These guys are so quick, doing a lot of quick work, trying to let you know about the rule, swing and a miss. Last night we saw the challenge system in place. Now I heard that the automated balls and strike system that we have here in the Florida State League, ball into the backstop, foul, so one and two, will be used 3 days out of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the umpires will call the balls and strikes, but the ABS will be used for the challenge system. And that means that the pitcher, catcher, and hitter can challenge the umpire. Like right there, another called strike three on a Hammerheads hitter, this time McCants. He'll walk back to the dugout, and if he didn't like that pitch and thought maybe the home plate umpire, you know, called it wrong, he could touch the top of his cap of his batting helmet, which signals that he wants to challenge the umpire's call. And then the ABS will say if it's a ball or a strike. So back-to-back strikeouts here, and Cody Moore set steps in. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. He'll take the first pitch ball. One ball, no strikes. That one was a breaking ball. A lot of breaking balls now being thrown by Hansen. Even the high pitches that he was throwing earlier, the fastballs that were up high, now his breaking balls, he's starting up high too. Foul tip, or maybe not. Just got away from the catcher there off his equipment. So one ball and one strike with two outs. No shift allowed here in the Florida State League. Foul ball. One and two is the count. So two fielders have to stay to the left of second base and two have to stay to the right. There is a slight shift down with the lefty at the plate as the second baseman Hernandez is shifted more to his left toward first base, and Yeager is playing towards the line and behind the bag at first. Here's the 1-2. Hansen has a high leg kick going opposite, and backhanded is DeYoung. He'll throw to first, and it's not in time. That was a hard throw from deep in shortstop. And, you know, when you've got a back injury, I don't know if he was a little hesitant about it, but it was a tough play. It was a slow batted ball on the ground, and DeYoung waited on it, backhanded it from deep in short, and then that was a long throw to first base, and Morissette was able to leg it out. So an infield hit for the third baseman, and first pitch, here's a line drive down the third baseline off the bat of Lewis. That'll have Morissette hanging on to his helmet as he goes and rounds third base, hangs on again, heads home. He keeps touching that helmet, making sure it's not flying off, and the Hammerheads get on the board first. So Ian Lewis, line drive into left. He'll double here in the third and drive in the first run of the ballgame for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Ian Lewis with a two-out double, driving in a run to give the Hammerheads the lead here in the third. So 1-0 ballgame. The Hammerheads have four hits and one run. Cardinals, no hits and no runs. Javier Sanoa will step in. He's 1-for-1 today. First pitch, swings and misses as Hansen with his breaking ball puts it outside the zone away from Sanoa. Sanoa with the infield base hit back in the first. It was a tough play for the second baseman, Hernandez, and it was a close play at first. Look at Lewis. He's taking a big lead at second. There's a hit that gets into left field. Rounding third base is Lewis. Here comes the throw, and it's not in time. Now the throw to second base, the tag applied, and that'll have Sanoa safe at second base. So with two outs, Sanoa singles to left. and drives in Ian Lewis all the way from second base because Lewis is so speedy. And then Sanoa, he has his own speed on the throw home. He decides to go to second, and with two outs, Sanoa is safe at second base, and Castillo will come up to the plate. Kyler Castillo, who popped up to center back in the first, will get a second try here in the third. So the Hammerheads are up 2-0 in the top of the third with five hits now for Jupiter. Hansen delivers. It goes inside on the righty at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Another breaking ball. That one came in at 78. The sun is starting to set. Lots of shadows. No sun in Hansen's eyes as he looks back at the runner at second, then delivers upstairs. Another breaking ball at 78. Wind blowing right to left. Lots of sun in the eyes of the outfielders, especially on the right side of the diamond. Sanoa taking a big lead at second. Hansen delivers. Ball hits into the screen behind home plate. Hammerheads scored two runs here in the third. They have the 2-0 lead, all with two outs. Williamson went down looking. McCants also struck out looking. But then Morissette, Lewis, and Sanoa have come through for the Hammerheads as Hansen delivers and missing. 3-1 is now the count on Castillo. The third inning last night is where the Hammerheads took the 1-0 lead. Here tonight, they have the 2-0 lead. The 3-1 inside at the belt for the strike at 79. Hansen is throwing a lot of breaking balls here this inning. 54 pitches thrown already, 35 of those strikes. He has struck out two this inning, so has five strikeouts total. Goes inside, almost saws off the bat at Castillo. He gets jammed on the hands and fouls the ball off over by his dugout. With the sun setting, it peeks behind and hides behind a cloud, so we have no shadows or no sun in anyone's eyes right now, and the bullpens are full on both sides. Payoff pitch with two down. Runner at second. There goes the throw to second base to pick off Sanoa, and the throw. Finally, DeYoung gets the ball, and he is able to get Sanoa, who's heading back to second then. It looked like a little mistake there. Ball dropped, bobbled, and Sanoa might get back safely, but DeYoung just kind of plants himself, gets the ball underhanded, tossed to him, and then says, hey, you're gone, Javier. We've had enough of you. So with that, the Hammerhead lead 2-0 as we head to the home half of the third. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
The last voice you hear tonight, and every other night for the rest of the nights that there are, and every morning I just wanna see you staring back at me, 'cause I know that's a good place to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. Someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it, 'cause baby you're worth it. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. You might look around and find your dreams come true. To find out that my love is free. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. Me. It's not a bad thing to fall in love with me. Me. Not such a bad.
The The 2-0 pitch delivered by Miller to Trey Fletcher is a strike. So two balls and a strike. Fastball delivered by Miller at 91. Righty on righty matchup. Here's the pitch. It's lifted up into center field. On the run is Sanoa. He is going all the way to the warning track. And with his back to home plate, he'll make the grab out there. It's about 382 in right center. That was a long run for Sanoa. Fletcher is retired as he flies out to deep center or right center. Carlos. Carlos Linares will step in the catcher. Hernandez is on deck for the Cardinals. So far, it's been three up, three down. First pitch delivered. Weak ground ball down the third baseline. Morissette tries to barehand it, and on the run, he loses. He actually isn't even able to grip the ball enough as he tries to grab it. Then it just falls out of his hands into the grass. So Linares is safe at first base, and that's going down the scoreboard right now as an infield hit. So that weak ground ball acted like a bunt and has the Cardinals, that's their first hit off of Miller here today. Brandon Hernandez at the plate. He'll bat from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup. The pitch, and it's upstairs outside. One ball, no strikes at 92. Miller had one start last year with the Jupiter Hammerheads after being drafted as he delivers a strike at the knee, so 1-1. Two innings of work allowed to hit a run. It wasn't earned, didn't walk any, and struck out three in those two innings. Now he's in his third inning of work, his second start here for the Hammerheads. Combined 22-23. 1-2 is the count. Miller's consistently staying around 92. Runner at first base, the first runner for the Cardinals here tonight. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball that goes away from the lefty at the plate, Hernandez. So that'll be the third strikeout victim for Miller here tonight, and out number two here in the third. The Cardinals last night, they were able to get on base, but they left nine stranded. It took a while till the seventh inning before they could get a runner even to third base last night. At the belt for a strike, that was a breaking ball, to the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals, Darlene Moquette. Moquette 0-for-1 today as he grounded out to short back in the first. The 0-1 pitch as Miller nods. That'll go upstairs and miss, and Moquette shakes his head like, yeah, that wasn't a strike. We do have a pitch clock here in the Florida State League. We tried it out last year, and we've tried different kinds of pitch clocks through the last few years. Weak ground ball. This will test Morissette. This time he gloves it, and on the run throws to first, and he will get Moquette in time. So that'll leave a runner stranded for the Cardinals. That's Leonard's as Moquette grounds out. So no runs on one hit, no errors, one man left on base. We'll head to the fourth, and the Hammerheads lead 2-0. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
With broken promises and wasted time, and if you fall, you'll always land right in these arms. These arms of mine, so don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. You might look around and find your dreams come true with me. All your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. Me. It's not a bad thing to fall in love with me. Me. Not such a bad thing.
app to see all the weekly Ducky specials and our free royalty coins today. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for Jupiter, the left fielder, number 10, Kyler Castillo.
First pitch, Kyler Castillo goes after it, and he flies out to center field. Fletcher camping out in center. He didn't have to move a muscle. So Castillo flies out to center. That's the first out here in the fourth for the Hammerheads. Juan Mercado will step in. The catcher struck out back in the second inning. Hansen with the high leg kick and delivers at the belt inside for the strike. As I spoke with Max Radjic before the game, as Hansen delivers inside, missing 1-1, he talked about his roommate, who is Pete Hansen here on the Hill. And during spring training, this duo here, they went off to play pickleball quite a bit. Another strike at the knees. So many talents. They said that the hotel where they were staying during spring training, there was a pickleball court nearby, and there were some professional pickleball players there. Here's the 1-2, and that'll miss low and away. They lost to him, Hansen and Radjic did, but I told him, hey, you guys are so athletic. If you keep it up, you'll probably be, you know, this summer you'll be able to beat the pros. We'll see. They had fun, though. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, says upstairs Hansen went. That's his bread and butter. He loves going up there. So Mercado will once again go down on strikes. Two down. Harrison Spahn will step up to the plate. He flied out back in the second, so he's 0-for-1. Max said that he likes to golf, but not really good for his back as he's a pitcher. Where usually I hear about pitchers golfing all the time, but he said pickleball is a little better. He also likes spike ball and surfing. We were talking as 1-ball, no strikes here to Spahn. Hansen kicks, delivers, and this ball is given a ride off the bat of Spahn, and will it go out? It does, but to the left of the foul pole line. Wow, that's where the wind is blowing too, right to left. It's blowing out there. Spahn already knows. He's got that sweet spot out in left field. This time it curves, though, and even though it clears the fence, it's a foul ball, a long foul ball. Hansen delivers. He'll go outside where Spahn's not swinging at it. He'll take the pitch, 2-balls and a strike. Here's the 2-1, and that will go low and get past Linares, the catcher. So 3-balls and a strike. When I was talking to Max, he likes to surf. He's from California. And Hansen, he is also, even though he was born in Dallas, Texas, since a little kid was growing up in California, I wonder if he likes to surf too. Off the end of the bat, that'll go foul to the right side. But Radjic was talking about how he played in the Cape Cod League one summer and kept hearing about all the sharks here on the East Coast. And I was up there in Wareham with the Gateman, and yeah, that was something you had to be careful of. Here comes the payoff pitch. Couple of hops into the glove of the big leaguer DeYoung. He'll throw over across the diamond to first in time, and it's a 1-2-3 inning here. The only sharks you got to really watch out for here are the Hammerheads at the Dean. We'll head to the home half of the fourth here in Jupiter, Florida. It's a 2-0 ball game in favor of those sharks, the Hammerheads. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday
work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can't see.
One ball, no strikes as we start the bottom of the fourth here. With Paul DeJong at the plate, Miller delivers and he misses low. So two balls and no strikes to DeJong. I mentioned yesterday how DeJong from Orlando, Florida, drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals and somehow missed playing here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Boy, he's giving this ball a ride, and that'll also curve left of the foul pole line. So this wind is really picking up here at the Dean. It's blowing right to left. As I look at the flag, it actually is blowing in a little in right too. But that ball got a hold of the wind there. And, I mean, DeJong, he can hit him out with the best of them. But that wind curved it to the left of the foul pole line. Three balls and a strike. Miller kicks, delivers, and DeJong pops up. That's a big league pop-up. Calling everyone off is the second baseman, McCants. It looked like Rodriguez might get it, but McCants instead calls him off, makes the grab on the grass behind first base. That was tricky because this wind is just whipping around, especially on the right side there. So DeJong pops up to second. That'll bring up R.J. Yeager. Yeager flied out back in the first, 0-for-1. Miller, through three innings, is allowed a hit. No runs, has walked none. First pitch delivered. That'll miss. One ball and no strikes coming in at 93. And has struck out three in the 3 1/3 innings of work. Righty on righty, and outside goes this breaking ball. So 2-0 is the count to Yeager. Sun's peeking out now as it's setting. Foul tip. 2-1 the count. It's coming out blazing. So all the fielders that went out, because the last couple of innings it's been a lot of shade out there as the sun hid behind a cloud. Now that none of them have, I don't see anybody with their shades out there in the field. And they're hurting, bouncing into the glove of Morissette. He spins, throws, and with a hop it goes into the glove of Rodriguez at first base. Christian hangs on to it, and Yeager is retired as he grounds out. 5-3 play. There's two outs. That'll bring up Wonbin Cho from Korea. First time here with the Palm Beach Cardinals and looking for his first hit as he lined out to center back in the second. He bats from the left side, so we have a righty on lefty matchup. Here's the pitch, and Miller delivers wide of the plate. Miller, as I mentioned, went to school at Liberty Union High School, which is in Baltimore, Ohio. And I was looking up, because I'm from Ohio, where Baltimore is, and it's not far from Columbus. Little dribbler, backhanded by the second baseman. He leaps up, throws to first, and it's in time. So Cho is retired as he grounds out to the second baseman. So 1-2-3. I'll catch you up if I remember, and I'll try to remember and let you know a little bit about Baltimore, Ohio. I'm sure the Millers probably know a little bit more than I do. But we'll be back after this short timeout. The Hammerheads up 2-0 as we head to the top of the fifth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
I know that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right and we'll be united.
and peeling your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out, and you'll make me work so we can work to work it.
Number 14, Christian Rodriguez.
We're back, top of the fifth, 2-0 ball game in favor of the Hammerheads. Christian Rodriguez takes the first pitch delivered by new pitcher on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Cade Winquest. I was listening so much to our music in between the break and looking up a few things that the new pitcher snuck in on me as this ball sneaks in on Christian. Cade is a righty on the hill, just delivered a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 0-2. Here comes the pitch. That one gives Christian something to think about, but it goes wide of the plate to the lefty, Rodriguez. So one ball and two strikes coming in at 94. Cade delivers, swing and a miss. So Rodriguez, for the second time today, goes down swinging. That'll bring up Noah Williamson, the number 9 hitter in the lineup for the Hammerheads. He struck out looking in his lone trip up to the plate back in the third. So righty-on-righty matchup. Winquest steps back, then kicks, delivers, low and away to the righty at the plate. One ball, no strikes. That was a breaking ball at 87. Winquest, 6'2", 210 from Fort Worth, Texas. So Hansen, who was born in Dallas, Texas, has another Texan right behind him. 1-1 is the count. That one came in at 94. Delivered by Winquest. Now here's the breaking ball upstairs, swing and a miss, 78. Winquest was drafted last year in the 8th round. Played his college ball at UT Arlington. Ball bounces wide at the plate past the catcher. So two balls and two strikes with one out. The Hammerheads have 5 hits tonight, 2 runs. They have the lead as the Cardinals only 1 hit and no runs. Winquest delivers, chop foul. So 2-2 is the count. Winquest likes to wear long red sleeves underneath his red jersey. He steps back with his left foot, then kicks, delivers, and oh, he wanted that call, but he doesn't get it. So the count is now full. Fastball at 94 that just misses. Winquest on the far side of the rubber steps, fires at 95, and Williamson swings and misses. He'll sit down. Back to back strikeouts for the new reliever here for the Cardinals. That'll bring up the top of the order, the left-handed hitter McCants. The pitch delivered, and that'll miss outside at 95. So a righty on lefty matchup. Most of the guys, their pants are very loose on them, but Winquest, he must work out a lot as his pants are very tight. You can see all his leg muscles, which a pitcher needs. Ground ball, like a bunt, coming off the mound is Winquest. He'll underhand it to the first baseman, and that retires McCants. 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. We'll head to the home half. The Cardinals up, Bias, Corielli, and Fletcher after the short timeout here in Jupiter, Florida. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
I just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. So today, yeah, I just haven't met you yet.
Joshua Baez will first step up here for the Cardinals in the fifth. Corrales on deck and Fletcher's in the hole. Miller delivers upstairs 92 fastball, and that'll get Baez to swing and miss. He struck out back in the second. In now his second game, he has a couple of three strikeouts for the season. He'll pop it up to the right side, calling everyone off is McCants, and he'll make the grab in short right field, in front of the right fielder and behind the first base bag. So Baez is retired as he pops up. One down, that'll bring up Michael Curielli. Okay, I mentioned about where Jacob is from. That's called Baltimore, Ohio. As he kicks, delivers, breaking ball. That's a curveball that goes upstairs and too far inside, and Curielli came in at 77, so one ball and no strikes. Here's a second pitch, fastball, and that'll get Curielli to bob his head out of the way. But in the 40s, there was a controversy over the new name for Baltimore, where Miller's high school is at, outside of Columbus. And there's a whole history about these twin cities and dueling cities there. But they thought about combining the names of Basel and Baltimore and maybe calling the village or the town Baseball. So what a coincidence that, you know, Jacob Miller is here playing in baseball. But that was thrown out by the circuit judge, and they decided to keep the name Baltimore. But he could have been from Baseball, Ohio. I don't know. Is there a town that's actually called Baseball? I've never heard of a town called Baseball, but that's something to Google right now and let me know. Or, you know, I might be doing that later after the game. Here's the 2-2, and Miller missing wide at the plate to the righty, Curielli. So the count is full now on the third baseman. Through four innings of work, Miller has allowed only one hit, no runs, has not walked a batter, and it struck out three. Here's the 3-2. The ball is lifted up into right field. On the run is Williamson. By the line, he'll make the grab out there in right field. He almost ran out of room. There's not much foul territory or room over there in right as it heads over to the bullpen area and also what used to be our grassy berm that in the last few seasons turned into an area where they have little tables bunched together that you can have a nice seat out there, especially during spring training. So Miller delivers to Fletcher. He goes after the first pitch. That is going into right center. On the run is Sanoa. He dives after it, misses it. Ball rolls to the warning track, rounding second base, and standing up at third is Trey Fletcher. With a stand-up triple, the two-out stand-up triple, just needed a little bit more and that wind not blowing against the ball. But that was a great effort by Sanoa as he laid out instead of playing the ball off of the fence. But he missed it. And right there to back him up was Williamson. And that was enough, though. Finally, the Cardinals have a runner at third base, finally, in the fifth inning. a great hit, a triple by Trey Fletcher. Two down, that'll bring up Carlos Linares, the catcher. Here's the pitch, a lazy swing and a miss. That was really hard to catch up to that breaking ball at 83 with the movement that Miller has. Linares had an infield base hit to the left side his first trip up, so he's 1-for-1. Now the ball popped out of the glove of Mercado. He stays in front of it to keep Fletcher at third. As Linares takes it, it's 1-1. There is action in the Jupiter Hammerheads bullpen right now. The Cardinals already went to their bullpen in the top half of this inning. Here's the 1-1 swing pop-up. That'll go into the green seats and be a souvenir for one of the kids here tonight. It is Kids Club night, the first Kids Club of the year. And the Kids Club, they get to come to every Saturday game, whether it's the Palm Beach Cardinals or the Jupiter Hammerheads, and they get free hot dogs, a drink, all kinds of prizes. There's always games, and they love running around. Here's the 1-2, and that's wide of the plate. Love running around and getting the foul balls. My son spent plenty of seasons wearing his Kids Club t-shirt, patrolling the area, the causeways, and even in the back. He finally learned to go back behind the concession area or even out. Foul tip at the plate, 2-2 over to where I said now they have signs to let everyone know who's parking, that there could be balls out there. My son finally picked up. He's like, hey, you know what? No one's out there. I'm going to go outside the ballpark, you know, outside the gates, and I'm going to get all the foul balls there. And he got quite a few every time we came. Here's the 2-2. He came home with a glove full of balls, sometimes even coming up here and as the ball goes out of the zone, so that count's now full, that he'd say, hey, can you put some balls in your backpack for me? So we've got plenty of baseballs. Runner at third, two outs. Here's the payoff pitch. It's a chopper that goes foul. So Linares is staying alive at the plate. That was a fastball delivered by Miller. Plays so nicely. The Cardinals, just like last night, are down by 2 here in the middle innings. 2-0 ball game in favor of the Hammerheads. The Cardinals, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball popped up, so Linares is staying alive. It hits the roof right above me. Oh, boy, now I'm looking down, and everyone's turned around. They're waiting for the ball. Sometimes it gets stuck up on the roof. Here it comes. All right. It'll fall right in front of me to the fourth row of seats, and something I've never seen before. I need to take a picture of this. I just noticed we've got fans that have baseballs around their neck. Oh, here comes another ball. I don't know if this, I think this might clear it. I don't know. They're waiting. The fans are waiting. Here it comes. And once again, the same kid, because the ball was right on the roof where we are, caught the ball, and he gives it to another fan. I've never seen baseball necklaces made out of actual baseballs. Boy, that has to be heavy. The payoff pitch coming with 2 outs, and there goes another ball over, or maybe hits the roof. The fans are waiting. The kids, they're waiting for it to fall again. That one might have went over. That was a little harder hit. They're having fun here, the Kids Club, though. They're waiting to see. That was a fastball at 93. So runner at third base, 2 outs. We've got quite a few foul balls that have been entertaining the fans. Here comes the payoff pitch. That's wide of the plate. And Miller will lose with the fastball that misses outside to Linares as he takes off his gear and heads to first base. That's the first walk allowed by Miller here tonight. First walk allowed by any pitcher. And Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach for the Hammerheads, will take a walk out to the mound to talk things over, give some time to his bullpen to warm up too. That's one of the pitch clocks that we have here. 30 seconds for mound visits, 18 seconds for pitchers to throw and deliver the ball with runners on base, and when there's no runners, they have a 14 pitch clock. So those are the numbers we're working with. And just like the big leagues, I was told that a batter has to have his attention and ready to receive a pitch with that 8-second mark.
The second baseman, number 12,
We'll find out as the season goes. And if you've tuned in before last season, we had all kinds of rules changing all throughout the season. This was called the Experimental League here in the Florida State League. So the first pitch delivered to Brandon Hernandez, the left-handed hitter, is a strike right at the knees. He bends all the way down trying to get a good look at that. So we've got two outs, runners at the corner for the Cardinals. Here's the 0-1, big swing and a miss. Fastball at the letters at 92. So with two down, two on, Hernandez, the number nine hitter, is in the hold. No balls and two strikes. Miller has thrown 64 pitches, 40 strikes. There is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Two outs. Here comes the pitch. That's a ground ball as he scoops it out of the dirt. Fielded by the second baseman. Short throw to first is in time. So the Cardinals strand two on the corners and will head to the sixth with the Hammerheads leading 2-0. Here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, you're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com. Set at the plate. Wingquist remains on the hill for the Cardinals. He came in last inning. Deals a fastball upstairs. Morissette swings and misses. Cody is 2-for-2 today. Came in with just one hit, picked up two here today. Scored a run in the third. Righty and lefty matchup. No balls, two strikes. Wingquist delivers and he'll miss outside. Kate, as I mentioned, 22 years old from Fort Worth, Texas, drafted in the eighth round last year out of Texas Arlington. Did not pitch last year in the minor leagues. Slow roller left side, picked up by DeYoung as he throws to first base. He's got to beat him, Morissette, and the third baseman, Morissette, is out at first.
Not batting. The designated hitter, number
actually,
two,
that was Curielli, the third baseman. As we have a change in our defense for the Cardinals, as DeYoung is no longer playing shortstop. Showing bun is Lewis, brings it back. One ball, no strikes with one out. Lewis is 1-for-2 today. Hit a fielder's choice back in the first, doubled, drove in a run. He drove in Morissette and scored a run in the third. Two balls, to the switch hitters batting from the left side as he faces the righty Wingquist. The reliever continues to warm up in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads as Lewis swings and misses.
Fans, defensive changes for Palm Beach. Entering the game and now playing shortstop is number 8, Lisandro Espinosa. Espinosa now at shortstop.
So Espinosa is now the shortstop for the Palm Beach Cardinals. I was waiting for it to pop up on game day as I noticed, as I mentioned to you, that DeYoung was no longer at short. Weak ground ball acting like a bunt there as Lewis was jammed. That ball hit on the hands and it'll go foul. So he will return safely back to the plate and try again. Lewis with the blue batting gloves. He's got blue everything. Blue batting gloves, blue calf protector on his right, or a shin guard rather, on his right shin. It looks like he's got one of those oven mitts that's blue too. Sticks out the end of his bat. It'll dribble to the pitcher. Wingquist throws to first base, and Lewis is retired as he grounds out to the pitcher. 1-3 play. We've got two ground outs, and Javier Sanoa will step up to the plate. He is 2 for 2 today. An infield base hit. It was a tough play for Hernandez at second base. Sanoa used all of his speed and then singled to left in the third. That single drove in a run. Wingquist delivers, righty on righty matchup, and that'll miss low and away. 1-0 with 2 outs. We had a candy scramble here today to celebrate Easter for our fans here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Easter Bunny was here, and I see a lot of fans there have bunny ears on. They're dressed up, have their bunny ears. They brought their Easter basket so they could collect all the candy. I see Robbie the Redbird. He's got a Easter kind of jersey on. It has some pink on it and red. Pop up into foul territory. Hernandez was going after it, but he was called off by Baez. And then Baez, it was just so far for him to run. And it gets so tricky because, as I mentioned yesterday, the bullpens are in wide open territory. They're not like you see some bullpens that are, hidden away into left and right behind the fence. These are wide open, and for fielders to go over there and try to get a foul ball can be tricky because you have to watch. As look who watched this pitch, Sanoa. Now he's contesting it because that was a strike 3 on him. We're waiting for the ABS to let the home plate umpire know. And it is indeed a strikeout, so the challenge goes against Jupiter as Sanoa does not get the win on that. But as I mentioned, the fielders have to be careful of the mounds and the bullpen when they're fielding. Sanoa, though, will go down looking even after he challenges it. So 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth with the Hammerheads still up 2-0. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network here along with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
No matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself. Your metaphorical gin and juice.
Brandon Peterson, happy birthday. Carol, Aubrey, and Brandon, thank you for celebrating your special day with us right here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Dirty secrets that I keep. Does he know it's killing me? He knows, does he know? And others' hands have touched my skin. I won't tell him where I've been. He knows.
Tearing me apart, she's slipping away. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? The picture's on her phone, she's not coming home.
Coming home, coming home.
I know what
what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other. I know what you did last summer.
Tell me where you've been.
I know what you did last summer. Look me in the eyes, my lover. I know what you did last summer.
Tell me where you've been.
I know.
Welcome back. We've got a new pitcher on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's Colin Lowe. Lowe delivers first pitch, hits the mark. Back up to the top of the order. Moquette's at the plate. It's a righty on righty matchup. This one comes inside and gets Moquette to kind of jump out of the way there. That was a really close one. Almost shaved any whiskers that he has there on his chin. Here's the 1-1 breaking ball, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes to Moquette. Moquette grounded out. His first two trips up to the plate, so he's 0 for 2 today. He came in batting 500, 4 for 8. Now he's 4 for 10 in his third game of the season here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. The 1-2, that one's going into left center. It'll drop in for probably a couple of bases. Rounding first base and on to second is the speedy Moquette. And with his jersey popping out behind him, he speeds on in. Stand-up double for Moquette here in the sixth. That was a well-hit ball into the gap in left center. With Moquette's speed, there was no doubt. Even the ball was coming. The fielders got to it quickly and threw in the ball, but Moquette's just so fast. He had no trouble. He switches. He had, it looked like a light, like a powder blue batting gloves, and now switches to the red oven mitt. Spinning around and throwing to second base to check him is low, not in time. But Moquette, he almost got hung out there to dry. I don't think he was really ready for that, as he was, you know, finding his spot in the dirt and then around spun low. So with Paul DeJong out, it's now Espinoza who is at the plate. Espinoza came in to replace DeJong, and he hits the ball past the diving third baseman, Morissette. Rounding third base is Moquette, and here the Cardinals are on the board, finally here tonight. So Espinoza coming in for the big leaguer and hits a hard shot down the third base line as Morissette dives after it, gets dirty. It goes into left field, and that's enough for Moquette to round third base and stand up scoring at home. Espinoza with the RBI here to lead things off in the sixth. There's no outs. That'll bring up the righty, R.J. Yeager. He's the number three hitter in the lineup. Lowe delivers a fastball at 92 and just misses. One ball, no strikes. So Espinoza, he looks a lot like Moquette. Same kind of stature and both very quick. One ball, one strike as Yeager wiggles his bat and awaits the pitch. He laces into left and leaping up is Castillo, but he misjudges it and the ball goes off his glove over his head. Here comes the throw and here comes the runner who is Espinoza. He lost his helmet in between second and third. And the game is all tied up at two apiece. So Yeager, it looked like Castillo would be able to make the grab, but he came in, misjudged the ball, tried to make up for it, leaped up a little bit, but the ball over his head all the way to the fence, and that was enough for Espinoza to go from second base to score. And Yeager, he's standing at second base right now with the double. First pitch to the lefty at the plate, Juan Bincho, and he'll hit it out of play. So the Cardinals could not score with Jacob Miller on the hill, but with the new reliever low on the mound, the Cardinals have tied up the ball game. Ground ball, looks like it'd be an easy routine play, and McCants boots it. It goes off his glove, the heel of his glove, behind him onto the grass, and he can't come up with it fast enough to throw to first base. So Cho is aboard. So runners at the corners right now at first and third. That'll be an E4 on the second baseman. So three doubles in a row off of Lowe have enabled two runs to score. It's a tied 2-2 ball game. And Cho is aboard on the air by McCants. And at the plate, it's Joshua Baez, one of the top prospects in the Cardinals organization. Baez, the right fielder, is looking for his first hit of the season. He went 0-3 in game one, and he's 0-2 here tonight. Fouled off the first pitch, so no balls and a strike throw over this first base. Quickly, Cho gets back in. He slides into first base. It's 7:38. We're supposed to have sunset at 7:41, and the sun is setting. Stadium lights are on. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Baez has an RBI. Back in game one, he drove in a run. But no hits yet this year. The 0-2. Off to the end of the bat. Going opposite, into right. Williamson goes over, makes the grab. Here comes the throw. The runner is going home, and the Cardinals take the 3-2 lead here in the sixth off the bat of Joshua Baez. The sacrifice fly to right field brings in R.J. Yeager, who was waiting at third base to tag up. Cho stays at first base. There's only one out here in the sixth. Michael Curielli will step in. He's hitless tonight. One out, here comes the pitch. He knocks it into the screen behind home plate. Five hits for both teams, but the Cardinals have scored three runs here in the sixth after back-to-back-to-back doubles, and then an error and a sacrifice fly. Throw over to first base again, and quickly, Cho gets back. The ball pops out of the glove of Rodriguez, but it's right there by the bag, so Cho just keeps his foot on the bag. 0-1 is the count, one out. Here comes the pitch. Slaps to left side. Waiting on is Morissette. He spins, throws to first base. It's in time, so there's two outs. That'll advance the runner Cho, though, to second base. Curielli ground out, out number two. That'll bring up Trey Fletcher. Fletcher tripled back in the fifth with two outs, trying to get things started after Fletcher, then Leonarez walked, but then Hernandez grounded out, and that was it. Breaking ball inside. There goes the runner. The tag applied, and he's out at third base. Boy, that was a high throw. Is he out? Thought the umpire called him out, but no, he's safe. He looks safe. That throw was high, and Cho was very quick to get to third base. He was running all the way. So one ball, no strikes. Fletcher awaits the pitch. Here's a swing and a miss. I didn't expect the speed from Cho like that. He'll pick up the stolen base on the ground out. He advanced to second, then stole the bag here to get to third. Throw down by Mercado to third. Tamora's set was high. Tag applied, not in time. So two outs, one ball, two strikes here to Fletcher. Cho is very dirty after that slide. He's just got the red dirt caked on him. Can't even see the Birds on the Bat logo on the front of his jersey. Here's the 1-2 breaking ball inside. Fletcher just stands and takes it. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. This has been the Cardinals inning with the new reliever on the hill for the Hammerheads. The Cardinals have found a way to get on base and score. The 2-2 swing by Fletcher, and he misses, and that will end the inning. But not before the Cardinals take over the lead with back-to-back-to-back doubles and a sacrifice fly off the bat of Joshua Baez. And the Redbirds have the 3-2 lead as we head to the top of the seventh here in Jupiter, Florida. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
Can't seem to let you go, can't seem to hold you close, I know. When she looks me in the eyes, they don't seem as bright. No more, no more, I know. But she loved me every time. What I promised her that night crossed my heart and hope to die. She's tearing me apart. She's slipping away. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? The picture's on her phone. She's not coming home.
I'm not coming home.
Oh, there's no water. Can't seem to let you go, can't seem to keep you close.
Hold me close.
I can't seem to let you go, can't seem to keep you,
you
close.
You know I didn't mean it though.
Tell me where you've been lately, tell me where you've been lately.
Just hold me close.
Tell me where you've been lately, tell me where you've been lately.
Don't let me go.
Can't seem to keep you close, can't seem to let you go.
I didn't mean it though.
I know you didn't mean it though, I know you didn't mean it though.
I don't wanna let you go.
Tell me you didn't mean it though,
no, no,
tell me you didn't mean it though.
Can't seem to let you go.
I know you didn't mean it though. I wanna know you mean it though. I know you didn't mean it though. I know you didn't mean it though. I can't seem to let you go. Can't seem to hold you down. I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other.
We're back here in the seventh with a new pitcher on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Edwin Nunez. He will first face Kyler Castillo. Castillo takes the first pitch. It's low and away. So one ball and no strikes. Nunez coming in at 98. Then breaking ball that has Castillo backing off. He's shaking his head. That was a big difference, though. The 98 to 78. Fastball. Missing upstairs at 97. Nunez deals, and he catches right at the letters. So 3-1 is the count. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes full here to Castillo. Nunez is a 6'4", 213 righty from the Dominican Republic, just 21 years of age, and he pitched here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now, Castillo is rung up by the umpire. He touches his batting helmet cap and wants to challenge. The ABF says, no, that was a strike. So Castillo will lose a second challenge for the Hammerheads. As he goes down on strikes, Nunez now working on Mercado. Juan saw Nunez last season. He'll take the first pitch, one ball and no strikes. That came in at 80 miles per hour. Nunez, he's got quite a few good pitches. Low and Away missing at 97. We know he has the fastball. He's working on the breaking balls. Here's the 2-0, and he'll miss upstairs at 97. At the knees at 96 for a strike. Three balls and one strike to Mercado. Mercado is 0 for 2 today. He has struck out twice. This is his first game here with the Hammerheads this season. Here's the 3-1. The broken bat. It splits and flies as the ball flies into left center. Shading to his right is Fletcher. He'll make the grab. Boy, right away is that 95-mile-per-hour fastball hit the bat of Mercado. It split the wood. I'm surprised the ball went as far as it did. But Mercado flies out to the center fielder, Fletcher, for out number two, and that'll bring up Harrison Spahn. Spahn is 0 for 2 today. He flied out and grounded out. The pitch, ooh, what a breaking ball. Big old curveball there delivered by Nunez, swing and a miss. Two down, two strikes on Spahn. I thought there was only one, but let me check. They kick the pitch, and that's 98, way wide of the plate. Hansen's line, he went four innings of work, allowed five hits, two runs, all earned, struck out six. Winquist came in relief of Hansen for the Cardinals, went two innings, allowed no hits, runs, struck out three, and there's a lazy swing and a miss, so Spahn will go down swinging. Tag applied two by Linares just to make sure. 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base as Nunez deals to the Hammerheads, and now everybody stand up here at the Dean. We're going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. First pitch delivered by low to Linares, and he flies out to right field. So the catcher Linares is retired. There's one down. That'll bring up the number nine hitter in the lineup, Brandon Hernandez, for the Cardinals. Righty on lefty matchup. Colin Lowe remains on the hill. He came in relief last inning. Inside strike taken by Hernandez, who's looking for his first hit of the season and the ball game. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Second pitch, and this one will fly out of play. Fans looking for it now. They've seen a couple of the balls hit their roof and come back down, so they're on the hunt, but not every ball comes back. Some of them go over. Some of them get stuck. We've got these little grooves in there. They just get stuck on the roof. Not a good roof for baseball fans here at the Dean. Acts like an awning, doesn't shade everybody all the time, and boy, does it get hot some days early in the games and those afternoon games and during spring training. Here's the 1-2 inside, so two balls and two strikes. It was a rough inning, last inning for the reliever low here for the Hammerheads as he faced the top of the lineup for the Cardinals. Moquette doubled, missing outside, so three balls and two strikes here to Hernandez. Then Espinoza, who came in as a defensive replacement and stayed in for DeYoung, he also doubled and drove in Moquette, so it was 2-1 at that time. Patient at the plate, Hernandez will walk to first base. Then R.J. Yeager doubled, and he drove in Espinoza. So the game was tied at 2 apiece. An error by the second baseman, McCants, allowed Cho to reach first base. Then a sacrifice fly drove in Yeager to give the Cardinals the 3-2 advantage. Moquette now at the plate. We just talked about him as he's the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals, and he led the Cardinals off last inning right here off of Colin Lau with a double to start things for the Cardinals. Inside, Moquette takes it, so two balls and no strikes, one out. Runner at first base is Hernandez. Has a small lead at first base. He's the second baseman for the Cardinals. The book's been closed on the starter for the Hammerheads, Jacob Miller. Once again, Moquette takes it, but it's a strike, so 2-1 the count. Miller went five innings, allowed two hits, no runs, walked one, struck out three. So he's starting off his season here with the Hammerheads with a 0.00 ERA. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base on the bounce. The tag applied. And I don't think it's in time. Waiting for the call there. Oh, it is. It is. It is in time. Moquette was just hanging out. Like, I'm not Moquette, but Hernandez. Like he was safe out there, throwing us off. But he is caught stealing out there at second, so there's two down. Moquette at the plate. Here's the 2-2. Low delivers. Ground ball gets underneath the glove of Spahn into left field. And Moquette is safely aboard for the second time tonight. But an error by the shortstop. So two errors for the Hammerheads tonight. Both teams have five hits. The Cardinals have the advantage with three runs while the Jupiter Hammerheads have two. Lisandro Espinoza steps in. He came in relief of DeYoung, as came in a defensive replacement and then stayed in and doubled his first trip up to the plate here in this game. Strike called as he takes the pitch. So no balls and one strike with two outs. Low kicks, pitch delivered, and did he go? Yes, he did, said the umpire on the base pass. It was a lazy swing that I think Espinoza didn't really want to swing at that breaking ball, and he did. So two down. Here's the 0-2. Another lazy swing. He went again, I'm sure, and they're going to ring him up. So that'll end the inning as Moquette was on his way to second base. Not good swings by Espinoza, though he had a good one in the sixth. The Cardinals, they'll take the 3-2 lead into the eighth, and it'll be the number 8, 9, and 1 hitters for the Hammerheads. So once again, the Cardinals up 3-2. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Up in tears, were you by my my sight, breath of relief, and I realize no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna
of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe, any chance that I get. I'll make the most of the minutes and love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want.
The eighth inning for Jupiter, the first baseman number 14, Christian Rodriguez.
Christian Rodriguez at the plate for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's facing a new pitcher, Chandler Arnold, for the Palm Beach Cardinals. So Edwin Nunez came in just for one inning, swing and a miss. Struck out two. It was a 1-2-3 inning as he had Mercado in between those strikeouts, fly out. Arnold, a righty, strike delivered, so 1-1 is the count. They kick the pitch, swing, and a foul tip into the backstop, gets by the catcher, throws to first base. I'm not even sure if it's a foul tip. I think it was more like the ball just went by, swing and a miss, though, and throw down in time. And Rodriguez, he has struck out three times here tonight. One down, that'll bring up Noah Williamson. Chandler Arnold, who is on the hill for the Cardinals, is from Dallas, Texas. Boy, we've got a lot of pitchers from Texas here on the hill today. 6'2", 200, 23 years of age, and he was drafted last year in the 13th round. Pitch delivered and it's challenged. One ball, no strikes. Catcher's challenging it. Looks like it will remain. So that challenge will go against the Cardinals. Both teams have three challenges. I believe the Hammerheads have already used up two and the Cardinals now one. Here's the 2-0, swing and a miss. Arnold's fastball coming in at 93. Foul tip into the screen behind home plate. Williamson has struck out twice, so he's 0 for 2 here tonight. Arnold on the hill pitched for the Complex League Cardinals last season as he was drafted out of Dallas Baptist. Williamson takes, missing. So the count full now on the number 9 hitter for the Hammerheads. Payoff pitch upstairs, swing and a miss. Fastball at 92 that Williamson could not catch up to. So he has struck out three times tonight. So the number 8 and 9 hitters in the lineup for the Hammerheads have both struck out all three trips up to the plate. We're back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads. It's a righty on lefty matchup with McCants in the box. Inside, he's jammed. He swings. Weak ground ball to Hernandez, who has to make a good play, though, as he runs on into the grass. Quick throw to first base is in time. So 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads. And we'll head to the bottom of the eighth here at the Dean with the Cardinals up 3-2. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
Like I'm gonna lose you, I'm gonna hold you, like I'm saying goodbye. Wherever we're standing, I won't take you for granted.
if you shop with the Walmart app, you know everything you need. It's right at your fingertips. So you can spend a little less.
Bottom of the eighth. Cardinals send R.J. Yeager to the plate. One ball, one strike. Colin Lau remains on the hill. New center fielder for the Hammerheads, it's Brett Roberts. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 76 mile per hour breaking ball delivered by Lowe. Yeager doubled back in the sixth, drove in a run, scored a run, gave the Cardinals the 3-2 lead. Very tight race here with these two teams, tight games. And boy, that was a tight spot there as Lowe delivers inside. Yeager spinning out of the way. Here's the 2-2, and that one will go foul to the left side. Reliever up, a righty in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here at the Dean. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. So Yeager, for the first time tonight, goes down swinging. One down, that'll bring up Wanbin Cho.
The left fielder, number three, Wanbin Cho.
Cho, a left-handed hitter, will face the righty Lowe. He's 0 for 3 today, was aboard in the sixth on an error by McCants at second base. Strike delivered to Cho. One down, here's the 0-1, and that will miss inside, so one ball and one strike. So before I came to the ballpark here today, we dyed our Easter eggs so we can get them out tonight for the Easter Bunny to hide. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike with one out on Cho. I talked to a couple of the players on the Palm Beach Cardinals side, and they talked about how they celebrated Easter and their favorite candy. Here's the 1-1. That one will hit the dirt, so two balls and a strike. Actually, that might have hit Cho as he heads down to first base. So Cho's at first with one out. That'll bring up Joshua Baez. Righty on righty matchup with one out. Here's the pitch delivered by Lowe. It's upstairs, swing and a miss. It'll pop out of the glove of Mercado. Cho is going to head to second, but then quickly got back to first base, but the ball got by Mercado anyway, so Cho remains at first. An 0-1 count here to Baez. Now Baez is 0 for 2 today. He struck out in the second, popped out in the fifth, hit a sacrifice fly though in the sixth, and that gave the Cardinals the lead. The 0-1 is right at the letters. Baez takes it, one ball and one strike. Breaking ball coming in at 76. So some of the favorite candy that the guys were talking about that they like on Easter is Twix and, of course, jelly beans, the Jelly Bellies. As I spoke with the last two starting pitchers for the Cardinals the last couple of days, that was Max's Radjic. He talked about he likes the jelly beans, the Jelly Bellies, while Bryson, he goes for the Twix. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, throw down to second base. Cho slides in under the tag. Cho is using a lot of speed on the base pass here today, so he'll pick up another stolen base. All he has to do is get on base, and he's found a way to get on an error back in the sixth, hit by a pitch here in the eighth, and he'll take a base. I think the Hammerheads are going to keep their eye on Cho for the rest of the season now. So with one out, runner in scoring position for the Cardinals, they do have the 3-2 advantage. Here's the kick, swing, and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher. So Baez will go down on strikes. Two strikeouts in between the hit batter, and there's two outs. That'll bring up Michael Curiale. Curiale is 0 for 3 today. He went down looking in the second, flied out in the fifth, and grounded out in the sixth. I think our Easter Bunny is foul ball left side, Curiali at the plate. Isn't bringing Twix, but bringing Jelly Bellies. I have some right here up in the booth for me, and I'm trying to sneak them in very quickly in between innings, but these innings go by, these breaks go by so fast. The 0-1 is laced into left field, rounding first base with his speed is Cho. He'll head home, and then comes the throw, and that'll just be to the cutoff man. So a base hit off the bat of Curiali with two outs drives in another run for the Cardinals, and they have the 4-2 advantage now here in the eighth. Good job of hitting by Michael Curiali, his second hit of the season, and it drives in a run here for the Cardinals. Cho was in scoring position, and he easily scored from second base. So with two outs, that'll bring up Trey Fletcher, righty on righty matchup. Here's the pitch. Strike just kisses the outside corner, so 0-1 is the count. Let's see, we've got some Hershey chocolate eggs that I think the Easter Bunny's bringing along with those Jelly Bellies. And my son loves anything peanut butter. So we've got, I don't think Reese's Pieces, but, and I hope he's not listening. He's not supposed to know, right? But Reese's Cups, like the bunny shapes and the egg shapes. And of course, here's the 0-2, and that'll just go south of the knee. So 1-2 is the count with two down. Of course, we've got the chocolate Easter bunnies, you know, the big ones. So those will be coming. And my son loves baseball cards, so that might find, you know, some baseball packs might find their way into his Easter basket at the knees for the strike three call. Fletcher's caught looking. So a run scores, but Lowe picks up three strikeouts here in the eighth. The Cardinals head to the ninth with a 4-2 lead. This could be it, the top of the ninth, since the Cardinals have the 4-2 lead. The Hammerheads, they'll send Morissette, Lewis, and Sanoa to the plate. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
You got what's mine?
Promise me one thing.
What's that?
Be sure the girl doesn't get hurt.
If you play with fire, you just might get burnt.
Fans, please jerk your attention to the top of the Cardinals dugout as it's time now for Dutch push-off challenge. We're going to set things down to Taylor with Dutch contestants.
Hey guys, I'm here with Cyrus and I'm here with Hunter, and they're going to be playing our push-up challenge. Are you guys ready? Whoever can do 10 push-ups first is going to be the winner. On your mark, get set, go. Okay, we have some different forms, but they are working hard. Who is the near winner, though? Okay, you ready to give Cyrus? Yeah? Come on, do we get the clapping? Do we get a punter? Do we get both of them to go home with prizes? There we go. Okay, they're both going to go home with prizes just because of you guys. Good job.
Pay attention, please. Now pitching for Palm Beach is number 26, Victor Villanueva. Villanueva now pitching.
So we're in the top of the ninth inning here at the Dean. Jupiter, Florida. What a beautiful night it was for a ball game here. Brent Roberts will step on in. He's batting for Cody Morissette. Or at least that's who they have on the board right now. And we've got a new pitcher on the hill also, Victor Villanueva. The righty first pitch, and it goes way wide as a ball comes rolling in from the bullpen of the Jupiter Hammerheads. So the 1-0 hit on the ground into the shortstop, into the hole there at short. Espinoza, not a good throw. That was a tough play to first base. It'll bounce off the glove of Yeager. It wasn't even in time, though, and so Roberts is aboard with the infield base hit. So a tough play by Espinoza at short, as he had to go deep in the hole, almost over by on third base, and then, you know, tried to get that throw over, wasn't in time, and popped out of the glove of Yeager, too. Both teams have six hits. Hammerheads have two runs, the Cardinals four. Ian Lewis at the plate. Righty on lefty matchup. Lewis kicks, delivers. Upstairs with the heat, swing and miss by Lewis. So one ball and one strike to Ian. Wind still gusting, blowing right to left. No action in the bullpen for the Cardinals, as we have a new reliever, Villanueva, up right now on the mound. But there is action in the bullpen. Two relievers, a lefty and righty, up for the Hammerheads. Pop up. Going after it is the catcher, Linares, and he'll run out of room as the ball comes, and you can hear the kids scrambling after it. That's what it was like as they were scrambling for the candy before the game. They're scrambling for the baseball as it comes into the green seats for the kids to hunt and pick up. So Villanueva, as the clock keeps ticking down, peers in to get the signs from his catcher. From the stretch, delivers, goes wide on the lefty at the plate, Lewis. He's a switch hitter, batting though from the left side as he faces the righty reliever. Villanueva is 6'2", 202 from the Dominican Republic at 22 years of age. He was acquired by the Cardinals as an international free agent in 2018. The 2-2, that one's fouled off. Last year, played for the Complex League team, the Cardinals, in the Gulf Coast League. The Hammerheads, they had a 2-0 lead, scored two runs in the third. Then the Cardinals responded, though, finally in the sixth inning and scored three runs, took the lead, swing and a miss here, and added on one more in the eighth. So Lewis goes down swinging here in the ninth with a runner at first base. Now there's one out. Javier Sanoa will step up to the plate. Sanoa is 2-for-3 today. Infield base hit in the first. Single to left, drove in a run in the third, and then struck out looking in the sixth. Goes after the first pitch. It sneaks by Espinoza through the infield into left, and there's two runners aboard here for the Hammerheads. They are down by two. So the tying run is at first base, and the go-ahead run is right here at the plate. Kyler Castillo. So a single by Roberts. Lewis strikes out. Sanoa singles to left and out with one down. Runners at first and second. Castillo could tie up the ball game or even be the go-ahead run here in the ninth. Seven hits for the Hammerheads as Castillo goes after the first pitch and fouls it out of play. It's a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Two runs, seven hits, two runs for the Hammerheads. Six hits, four runs for the Cardinals. The 0-1 inside missing, 1-1. Villanueva peering in from the stretch, leans back on his right leg, then kicks, delivers, and misses away. So 2-1 is the count here with only one out. Hammerheads are threatening. Tying run is at first base. There's runners at first and second right now. Castillo at the plate. He is looking for his first hit of the season. He'll go after the pitch and pop it up out of play. Boy, it is like Easter morning here for the fans as the ball actually hits the stairwell and goes down the stairs into where the concession area is behind all the stands here. They're having so much fun. I can't wait. These kids are going to have fun on Easter morning, aren't they? They're going to be hunting for their baskets and their Easter eggs. When I mentioned I was talking to a couple of the players and just talking to Max Radjic earlier, and he said he always had a good hunt for eggs and baskets with his brother, who is younger, so he had to learn to be able to let his brother make sure that he could get some eggs and get the treats too. And his brother, he's 19 years old, and he was telling me, I told him I'd give him a shout out too. Better do it before the game ends, right? Well, Max's brother, his name is Mitch, and he is a musician, and he goes by Money Mitch. So Money Mitch, I don't know if you're listening. I knew you listened a little bit last night, another foul ball, as Max said that you also went to the Angels game. So you listened a little bit into your brother and then went off to the Angels game, which you could have still listened to. You have the app right on your phone, right? But Magic Mitch, or Money Mitch, rather. Sorry, Money Mitch. I'd love to hear some of your tunes. Here's the payoff pitch, and Villanueva delivers and misses. So the bases are loaded right here. Boy. Mercado, who's coming up to the plate, he could be the money man. When we talk about money and Money Mitch, we might have Money Mercado here at the plate with the bases loaded. Roberts is now at third, Sanoa at second, and Castillo worked the count, and he is at first base with one out, Mercado at the plate. Top of the ninth inning, the Cardinals have the two-run advantage. The lead here, 4-2 is the score. Base is juiced. Mercado, it's a righty-on-righty matchup. The kick, the pitch, at the letters, right down the heart of the plate at 92. But Mercado takes it. It's a strike. Looks like they're asking for the challenge. It's a strike. So I believe that is the last challenge. That's the third challenge that... for the Hammerheads, third and final now. Here's the 0-1. It's lifted up into center field. On the run is Fletcher. He's going all the way to the track, to the wall, and it is cleared the fence. A grand slam home run. We talked about being the Money Mercado here, and boy, is he tonight. The bases were juiced, and now they're cleared. What a hit by Juan Mercado as he pounds his chest, crosses the plate, and then kisses up to the sky. Everybody has come out of the dugout for the Hammerheads, all to give high fives to Juan Mercado. That is his first hit of the season, and what a hit it is. A grand slam. And now the Hammerheads have taken over the lead. It's a 6-4 lead for the Hammerheads here in the ninth. Unbelievable hit here for the Hammerheads and Juan Mercado. Everybody was coming home after that hit over the left field wall. It was in left center. Looks like a pitch clock violation there. So we've got one ball, no strikes. Villanueva delivers. It's a breaking ball right at the letters for a strike. So I believe the count now 1-1, swing and a miss. Umpire's not holding up the count. That should make it 1-2. One out. The kick, the pitch. Here it comes. That's a hard ground ball to the third baseman, Curiale. It bounces off him, throws to first, and it's in time. That was a hard hit, one hopper. Curiale just had to react, put his body in front of it, and he took it. As he stayed with it, the ball bounced off him, threw to first base. It was in time, so there's two outs. Quickly, the bullpen, there's some action in there for the Cardinals, and manager Gary Kendall will relieve Villanueva right now with two outs. He'll go to his bullpen. Cardinals down by two. They were up by two to start the ninth. Now they're down by two. We'll go to a short timeout, let you know who the new pitcher is after this. But right now the Cardinals are down by two, 6-4 advantage for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Flaring, put it in check with Renvoke, a once-daily pill.
When UC got unpredictable, I got rapid symptom relief.
But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours.
Showing bunt with the new pitcher on the hill is Christian Rodriguez, and he makes it safely to first base as it's unplayable by Curiale. Tries to barehand it, unable to come up with it, and with two outs, Rodriguez is safe at first base.
Noah Williamson.
The new pitcher is Jack Lynch, a lefty for the Palm Beach Cardinals. So a bunt single for Rodriguez, Noah Williamson. There goes Rodriguez. The throw down to second base, tag applied, not in time, as Rodriguez is there first before the ball. He takes off his helmet. Whew. He says, I made it. He's quick there, though. He's had to do a lot of running really quickly with the bunt. Now the stolen base. Williamson has struck out three times tonight. Doesn't have an average yet, has not acquired a hit yet this season. He's got a runner in scoring position. The Hammerheads up 6-4 off the bat of Juan Mercado, the catcher for the Hammerheads, who hit a grand slam here in the top of the ninth. Looked like the Cardinals had the game in the bag here. Just needed three outs and would go home victorious with the series one. But instead, the Hammerheads had a different idea. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. No action in the bullpen for the Cardinals, but two relievers up, a lefty and righty for the Hammerheads. Second baseman is shifted over to second, protecting as Rodriguez takes a big lead at second base. Here's the 2-1. That ball is coming into the screen behind home plate. Jack Lynch, a lefty, 5'11", 190 from Dallas, Texas. Just keeps coming with the Texans here tonight. 21 years of age, drafted in the 18th round last year out of Xavier. Two balls, two strikes. Lynch looks the runner back. There goes Christian to third base. The throw, and Curry Alley is playing way back on the bag. So the throw came, and luckily Christian didn't get hit by the throw, but Curry Alley was playing behind the bag, and there was no way he was going to get that tag on. So another stolen base for Rodriguez, and he's almost all the way home right now as he takes a big lead at third. full count at the knees, and Williamson is rung up. So for the fourth time tonight, Williamson has struck out. That'll end the inning, but not before the Hammerheads take the 6-4 lead off the bat of catcher Juan Mercado, who hit a grand slam over the left field wall. We're headed to the bottom of the ninth with the Cardinals down by two. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network along with the Jupiter Hammerheads here on MILB.com.
Tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
Bottom of the ninth, it's do or die for the Palm Beach Cardinals. They'll have to face a new pitcher. The Jupiter Hammerheads are sending a righty on the hill, Matt Pouchard. First pitch delivered by Pouchard to Linares is a strike. Carlos takes it. He's batting 500 this season. Today he is 1-for-2 with a walk. The pitch, and that'll miss outside, so 1-1 is the count. Fastball coming in at 94. Bouchard delivering from the stretch, delivers and missing low. Another fastball, 2-1 is the count. The righty on the hill is 6'4", 250 from Bangor, Maine. The pitch, swing and a miss at 95. So two balls and two strikes to Linares. 25 years of age, so one of the oldest here on the staff. Played for the Complex League Marlins and was undrafted in 2025. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Actually, that came in at 96. Boy, that had some nice movement on it, and Linares could not connect with it. So he will go down swinging. There's one down. The number nine hitter in the lineup for the Cardinals, Brandon Hernandez, will step in. He's the second baseman. We mentioned a defensive change before, and now I've gotten everything caught up, that they didn't really tell everyone where everyone was going last inning. So we said Roberts was in center, and we knew McCants had moved also because we knew Morissette was out as Roberts went into his spot in the lineup. So McCants is at third. Sanoa is at second. And Morissette's out of the lineup. Ground ball from one knee. Down goes Spahn at short. Throw in time, and Hernandez grounds out. So there's two down. The Cardinals, they had the lead going into the top of the ninth, up by two. It was a 4-2 ball game, and the Hammerheads loaded the bases. Mercado came up to the plate, and a grand slam over the left field wall gave the Hammerheads the 6-4 lead right now. We're in the bottom of the ninth, and the Cardinals are down to their last out as Pouchard curveball called for a strike here on Moquette. So we're back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. Moquette's gotten things started before. He swings, tries to take it back, misses. That's strike two. So the Cardinals down to their last strike here in the bottom of the ninth as they're down by two. A swing and the ball's fouled over by the Cassidy Cool Zone, which is the cover pavilion in right field area down the first base line. The kids all staying here at the Dean. It's Kids Club night. Had a candy scramble earlier, so they're on a sugar high. Here's the 0-2, and the ball is coming back. Come on back, kids, as they were running towards the Cassidy Cool Zone. But there's another ball for them to go after right here by my booth. They're waiting as it hits the roof. Will it come down? No balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch, and this one I think is going to clear the roof. Maybe not. One more strike. One more out. That's all the Cardinals have left. Can Moquette keep it going? He started things off in the sixth when the Cardinals scored three runs. Cardinals took over the lead. Here's the 0-2 swing and a miss. Fastball at 95, dipped below the bat of Moquette. And that's how things will end here at the Dean. So the Hammerheads will take the first series between the Hammerheads and Cardinals here of 2023. The duel at the Dean has been won by the Hammerheads 6-4 tonight, and two games out of three here in this short three-game series. So we'll wrap things up right after this quick break, but the Hammerheads win here tonight 6-4. Over the Palm Beach Cardinals. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network here with the Jupiter Hammerheads on MILB.com.
So much to mention, but you can't find the words. The scent of magic, the beauty that's been. When love was wilder than the
put it down, should've got that ring. run my fingers through her hair. My lover, my life, my shorty, my wife. She left me, I'm tight. Cause I knew that it just ain't right. I was thinking about her. Every turn, trying to get my usher on, but I can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more, I miss her, well, I learn. Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love, but wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone. And now I'm wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made the decision that she wanted to move on. Cause I was wrong.
Welcome back to our post-game show here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, along with the Jupiter Hammerheads this series. You'll hear us all summer long, all season. We are the broadcast team for the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. So it's so hard with a series like this, with both of our teams playing each other. We're all friends here at the Dean, roommates, of course, at the complex here. And it's tough, but somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose, right? And tonight it fell in the favor of the Jupiter Hammerheads, the Cardinals, the home team this series. But they come out on the losing end as Palm Beach is now 1-2 on the season with Jupiter 2-1. And the Hammerheads taking the duel at the Dean here, the trophy, this three-game set. We'll see how the series continues this season as the teams will match up plenty more times. But tonight, what a game it was as the Hammerheads took over the 2-0 lead in the third. But the Cardinals looked like they were going, they had a lot of trouble against the pitching of Jacob Miller, who started things off, five innings of work, allowed a couple of hits, no runs, a walk, struck out three. So Miller having a great outing tonight on the hill for the Hammerheads, and he's the number 8 prospect in the organization for the Miami Marlins. Lowe came in, and the Cardinals, they said, hey, this is the guy that we're going to, you know, get some hits and score on, and that's exactly what they did. As in three innings of work, Lowe allowed four hits, four runs, all earned. He hit a batter, walked, but struck out five. He hung in there. The Cardinals, they responded as the Hammerheads were leading 2-0. The Cardinals, Darlene Moquette, the leadoff hitter for Palm Beach in the sixth, led off with a double against Lowe. And then Espinoza, who came in as a defensive replacement and then filled the lineup spot of Paul DeJong, the big leaguer, well, he doubled and drove in Moquette. Then R.J. Yeager, he doubled and drove in Espinoza. Cho, found a way to get on. He was like, I'm tired of not getting on base, because he has plenty of speed, and he showed it tonight. He was aboard on an error by the second baseman for the Hammerheads, so Cho was aboard. Then Baez, who's one of the top prospects in the Cardinals organization, hit a sacrifice fly to right field and drove in the go-ahead run for the Cardinals. And at that time, Palm Beach had the 3-2 lead. So with a 3-2 lead, the Cardinals brought in then a few other pitchers, specifically Nunez, who came in and with his heat at 98, in one inning of work, struck out two. So Nunez came in and did the job. So did Chandler Arnold after Nunez. And you know who else before Nunez? Winquest also, we have to give him credit, came in two innings of work and struck out three. And Arnold one inning, struck out two. So Winquest, Nunez, Arnold all did their jobs, did not allow any hits or runs after Pete Hansen, the starting pitcher, allowed five and hits two runs, but struck out six. A good outing, though, for Hansen, too. Luckily had those, you know, the bullpen come in and help him. But then the Cardinals had, so then they had the 3-2 lead in the eighth, tacked on another run, a just-in-case run in the bottom of the eighth with one out. Cho, once again, he found a way to get on. He was hit by a pitch, stole a base. Baez struck out, but then Curiale singled to left and drove in Cho with two outs. So that gave the Cardinals the 4-2 lead going into the top of the ninth. Now, that wasn't a very big lead, but, you know, it felt like enough, right? It was a two-run lead and, you know, ninth inning. Well, Brett Roberts, who was in for Cody Morsett, led things off as Victor Villanueva was the new reliever for the Cardinals in the ninth, and he got an infield base hit. Lewis struck out, so with one out, Sanoa singled. Then Kyler Castillo walked. The bases were loaded for Juan Mercado, who was playing in his first game here in 2023 and was 0-for-3. So looking for his first hit, just a hit with the bases loaded would have done something. But instead, Mercado, boy, he decided, you know what? I'm going to win this Easter egg contest. I'm going to win the golden egg here tonight. And he did with the grand slam over the left field wall, clearing all the bases and giving the Hammerheads the lead. They tacked on four runs and took over the lead, now leading 6-4. Things weren't done, though, yet, as Spahn came aboard. He grounded out, so that was it for Villanueva. Jack Lynch came in, and Rodriguez looked like he might even score because he bunted his way on, then stole two bags. But Williamson came in and struck out, and that was it for the Hammerheads there in the ninth. But they already scored four runs and had the 6-4 advantage. The Cardinals sent 8-9-1 to the plate, and the new pitcher, Pouchard, came in. And 1-2-3, down went the Cardinals. Pouchard picked up two strikeouts in the bottom of the ninth. So it wasn't the game for the Cardinals. Looked like they might as they came back. They were very valiant in their attempt, but the Hammerheads off the bat of Mercado just took it all away from the Cardinals here tonight in game three. And the Hammerheads win off the grand slam home run of Juan Mercado. So the Hammerheads win 6-4, take game three, and let's see where everybody is headed next week. So usually we play on Sundays, but it's a different series. We started off with this three-game set starting on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that's really throwing me off. As we take a look at Jupiter's schedule, they are staying home and will face the St. Lucie Mets. The Mets who, yeah, the Mets, they're always been our nemesis in the East Division here with the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. And they'll brag that they won something last year, but we'll see about this year, right? We'll see. So the St. Lucie Mets will come into town. The Jupiter Hammerheads stay here, and the Palm Beach Cardinals will head to the road as they head up to Daytona. And they will be there for six games. So it's just... Now we're going back to our six-game series for most of the season. That's what you'll see, a six-game set with Mondays off. There is like one or two exceptions throughout the season, but mostly these six-game series. So the Mets come to town. The Hammerheads stay here. The Hammerheads, it'll actually be their opening day, or, you know, home opener, rather. There is no fans on Tuesday when they actually play their first home game, but there will be fans in the stands on Wednesday, paying fans, that is. So if you are friends or family and you're coming to town, you can sneak in on these days that we don't sell tickets, because I know, you know, you're here and you're coming from far away, so you'll be able to see your son or friend or family member. So make sure you find out how to get a ticket for that so you can come on in. But the game will be 6:30 on Tuesday. The Hammerheads, it'll be their, you know, home opener series. Tough game against the St. Lucie Mets series, that is, while the Hammerheads go on the road to Daytona. Thank you so much for joining me here on my first two games of this season, the last couple of games. It's been a pleasure bringing you the balls and strikes and all the calls. And don't worry, if you're a Cardinals fan, there's good things ahead in the Hammerheads. Well, you can go to sleep here on the eve of Easter, and sleep nicely, right, as the Hammerheads take this series 2-3 and win here tonight 6-4. The win goes to Lowy's 1-0. Villanueva takes the loss, and Bouchard will take the win. So what a great game for Sanoa. He was 3-for-4, and we talked about Mercado driving in for a Grand Slam home run. And there'll be more, plenty more great action here. So tune in all season to our broadcast with the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining me here on the broadcast. I'm Lisa Pride. Have a great night, a great Easter, and I'll see you soon here at the ballpark. Once again, the Cardinals fall, Hammerheads win 6-4. Have a great night, everyone.